Sakit sa puso ang pangunahing sanhi ng pagkamatay sa Australia. Karaniwan, isang Australiano ang namamatay tuwing 12 minuto bilang resulta ng sakit na cardiovascular. Kapag dumating sa atake sa puso, isang Australiano ang namamatay halos bawat oras. Alam ba ninyo kung paano malaman ang mga senyales ng atake sa puso at kung ano ang dapat ninyong gawin kapag ito ay nangyari? Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ginawang ulat ni Audrey Bourget. Mas madaling makilala ang senyales ng atake sa puso at humanap ng tulong at mas malaki ang pag-asang gagaling kayo sa sakit. Tinanong namin ang kardiolohistang Gary Jennings mula sa Heart Foundation sa kung ano talaga ang nangyayari kapag ang isang tao ay inaatake sa puso.
What happens is it's when there's a narrowing and a blockage of one of the main arteries that supply the heart muscle, and the heart muscle doesn't get enough oxygen and other nutrients, and it can't survive under those conditions.
Samantalang ang mga senyales ng babala ay iba't iba sa bawat tao, may mga babalang senyales ng atake sa puso. Iminungkahi ng kardiolohistang Rob Perel ng Heart of Australia na bantayan ang sakit sa dibdib.
The first sign is pain, chest pain. And the chest pain, if it's an acute heart attack, will be severe and unrelenting. It will be present on the usually the left side of the chest, but can be more central. The pain will radiate to the jaw and down the left arm. And so that's one type of chest pain. There's another type, it's called angina, where a person gets a more chronic version of the same pain. And it's also due to coronary artery disease, but not an acute heart attack. And that can be pain that is worse when you walk and better when you rest, and it's in the same place.
Kasama sa iba pang sintomas ay ang pagkakaroon ng paninikip ng ngalangala, pamimigat ng braso, kakulangan sa paghinga, pagsusuka, malamig na pawis at pagkahilo. Nagmungkahi ang parehong kardiolohista na ang unang dapat gawin kapag nagkaroon kayo ng atake sa puso ay tumawag sa 000 para sa ambulansya. Kapag nagawa na ninyo ito, sinabi ni Rod Perel na ilang bagay ang dapat pa ninyong gawin.
The only thing you can really do about it is get to hospital as quick as you can or call an ambulance. You should take an aspirin at the time. That would help. The ambulance officers would give you aspirin when they turn up. You should sit down and rest and avoid putting any extra stress on your heart until someone gets to you to further diagnose it and further treat it.
Maaring hindi kayo sigurado na nagkakaroon kayo ng atake sa puso, subalit kung mayroon kayong kahit maliit na duda, magtungo agad sa hospital. Sinabi ni Gary Jennings na bawat minuto ay mahalaga.
Quite often, you might think someone's having a heart attack and they're not, but that doesn't matter. It's much better to have people checked and found to be okay than to miss people who are having a heart attack and leave things too late, because the treatment in this case is a very urgent thing. Every minute can result in saving more and more of the heart muscle and a much better life down the track for people.
Sa Australia, kalahati ng mga lalaki at ikatlo ng mga babaeng may edad na 45 ay magkakaroon ng sakit sa puso sa ilang panahon ng kanilang buhay. Ang bilang na ito ay mataas, subalit ang magandang balita ay maaari itong iwasan. Ayon kay Rob Perel, ang susi ay ang pagkakaroon ng malusog na pamumuhay.
If you're in an increased risk of a heart attack, if you're a smoker, if you're overweight, if you don't do any exercise, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high blood pressure, and if you have diabetes. Also, if you have a strong family history of coronary artery disease. So the answer to how to avoid a heart attack is don't smoke, maintain a normal body weight, exercise, eat healthy food, avoid excess cholesterol in the diet. If you have high blood pressure, that needs to be treated. If you have diabetes, that needs to be very well managed.
Sa pagdiriwang ng Heart Week na magsisimula sa 30 ng Abril, gusto ng Heart Foundation na paalalahanan ang lahat ng Australiano tungkol sa kahalagahan ng malusog na puso. Ipinaliwanag ni Gary Jenkins kung bakit hinihikayat niya ang mga tao na magpasuri sa kanilang presyon ng dugo.
And this year, Heart Week's going to focus on high blood pressure because we know that at least a half the people in Australia who've got high blood pressure either don't know about it or don't have it brought down to healthy levels, and we know that that's something that would make a big difference to heart disease in the community.
May isang panghuling payo ang mga kardiyolohista para sa inyo, payong maaaring magligtas ng inyong buhay. Tumayo tayo mula sa upuan at kumilos.
We've learnt about the hazards of sitting too much, of being sedentary. It's not just lack of physical activity, and more our life revolves around sitting in front of a computer, sitting at work, sitting in a bus or a car going to work. And one of the perils of modern life is that we sit too much, and that's something that plays through to heart disease and other conditions.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.